Hey, good to see you. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, we've
Happy
got
St.
a
Patty's Day.
and welcome to the Stoutcast podcast. If we didn't already say that, I don't know, maybe we did. It's one of those days where like everything goes wrong beforehand, and then everything when we start is pretty much a dumpster fire, which is also, if you're in the right part of the country, is green. So we have a four flight set, which we know which one we're going to start with because we start with the lowest alcohol first, and when you have zero, that's the lowest. It is the Groovy Stout, 0% alcohol, although online it says 0.5%, which if you round up is actually 1%. So I'm not really sure what's going on here, and I'm not sure if somebody might not get sued. It's groovy. It's got a U with a, is that an umlaut over it? And then it's black,
Yes.
orange decorations, and the white lettering. 45 calories, just in case you were wondering. Let's see here. There is information about it. It's dark. It's got malt. It's supposed to have notes of honey in it. It has maltodextrin, which I won't drink a stout without it. Hops and yeast, and that's about all we know about it because there's not much else on it. So
But look at the potassium, 100 milligrams. Come on, man.
that's
And
right.
it's Canadian.
That's right. It is made in Canada, eh? It's Denver. It's the Denver, Colorado province of Canada.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, yeah. You go to Alberta and then you turn left.
Yeah, with their, they got that really good hockey team, the Broncos.
Right. It smells like,
Yeah.
well, it smells like something. Coffee? Yeah. It
What
smells like
is
coffee.
what?
Now, try to remember how much you enjoyed the non-alcoholic beer that I put before you once before
Yeah.
that I rated excellent. Ooh. Interesting.
There's not much to this.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's a good way
there's
to put it.
They do have the burnt malt part down and the water.
yes,
There's
well, but water, yes.
yeah, they
Definitely.
crush the water.
Well, there's no alcohol for the yeast to, or there's no sugar, I guess, for the yeast to eat to make alcohol. So I guess maybe it doesn't have yeast. Not sure, but that whole process doesn't work if you don't have. So I'm not sure, or they made it with alcohol and then figure out a way to get the alcohol out of it, which the way you used to get alcohol out of things, the only way I knew of to do that is to send Glenn there, and he would make sure that he took the alcohol out of it. Ba-dum-bum. It smells really good. It tastes meh. And then there's this sweet after it. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of a golden stout. Yeah, it's really weak. It's really watery.
It's extremely weak.
Yeah, I would. Whew, hi, caramba. I would go. Would I have it if I were forced to drink this for the rest of my life? Could I do it? Yeah. So I but in, would I want to? Not really, but
No.
I would say fair. What is the taste that we're
Yeah, that's what I'm trying
what
to
is
identify
I
still.
can't figure that out.
Oh, it's the maltodextrin. They put it right there on the label. We're so stupid.
They put in too much. It's overpowering everything.
It's maltodextrin.
No, no.
All
right.
know,
It tastes like coffee soda to me.
Oh my God, that's
okay,
amazing.
yes,
And
I will accept that.
if I'm being honest,
Absolutely.
I kind of like it. I'm not going to lie to you. Do I like it as a beer? No. But if someone said, "Do you want a coffee soda?" and handed me this, I'd be pretty pleased with it.
They should
Yeah.
remarket this then. Call it a coffee soda.
Yep. It's got a good head on it. It smells pretty good. It smells like coffee,
Yeah.
but yeah, it tastes like
Nothing.
it tastes like maltodextrin.
It's a, like Glenn hit it. It's a freaking coffee soda.
Nothing wrong with it. Not angry at it. Would probably drink it as a one-off to mix it up a little bit. But if someone said, "Hey, here, try my stout," and gave me this, I'd be livid. There would probably be an assault.
Yeah.
Is there any sugar in it? See, that's the thing. There's no carbohydrates. So if there's no
45 sugar, calories, there can't be much.
All right, rate it. What do you got?
Good.
All right. Now
fair. Fair. And I'm being generous with fair.
Well, it's excellent, very good, fair, poor, or cat.
Oh, poor.
Okay.
Quickly, he just...
Well, I'm not, it's not cat. Believe
oh,
me,
yeah, this
mean,
sucks.
Cat. It's not cat. Oh,
no, we've had cat. Cat is done. Yeah. All right. Well, it's a lovely palate fowler, though, to get us going into the next one, which is the... Mother Earth, which you have two options. There's there's the white can, and with the school bus on it. It's the nitro milk truck latte stout, or you have the brown can, which is the shorter one. So just in case you're wondering, they love to talk about how the nitro works in it, so much so that I could not find anything about the beer on their website. I was looking for the wrong can, but... let's see here. No, I finally did find something. Signature dark ale, the best part of waking up, opaque in appearance, but with marshmallow softness, non-astringent darkness, accentuated vanilla, lactose, heavy dose of oats, big bodied, impresses by finishing with a rich coffee aroma. I believe it is 5.8%.
It is. Yeah. So mine worked. Okay, Glenn, you just gotta use your thumb and push down a little on that. When you, is your lid messed up your top of your can?
No, you know why? Because I didn't.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly why.
Yes. I didn't mail it anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, my lid's perfectly fine. Yeah. Do you have a screwdriver, Glenn? Oh,
there
we
go.
We have a.
You got the Leatherman out.
We have pliers. Nice. Can art is it's simple but effective. There was some thought going in. That's a couple of giant milk things, jugs with a milk, yeah. A milk,
so the dairy
wagon,
cow,
yeah, a milk wagon with the horns on the front. Yeah, all right.
Now you drive this vehicle in high school, you'll get the ladies.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
How do you feel about that one, Bob? There,
huh? Oh,
oui.
It's smooth. Yeah, it's so sweet.
Yes,
it's definitely. They definitely lactose this up. There's no maltodextrin in here, by God. I will not.
This is the polar opposite of what we just drank.
Thank you, Glenn. I was about to say the same exact thing.
This is as far away from coffee soda as you can get. And I think it's wonderful, but
this is
very
delicious.
Different.
This is very delicious. Mm.
It's got a little coffee aftertaste to it, as promised. Yep. It's nice. It's super smooth. I mean, it is like the consistency of milk.
It is. Yeah. Were they saying something about marshmallowy?
Marshmallowy texture.
Yes.
I believe. That, I can, marshmallowy softness.
Yes. I can absolutely agree with that.
I could put my head on this and sleep like a baby, I think, every night.
Well, if you have four or five of them, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only what,
5.8?
Yeah, that's actually a lot
not high octane.
Less than I would have thought.
No, I don't think it's too sweet. It's pretty close, though, I think. But I don't know. I like sweet. I like sweet stuff just because it, you know, goes against my normal disposition. I don't know. It's really good. I would say very good. I'm not sure why I'm not giving it an excellent. I don't know. It's just something that just kind of it's bugging me. I'm not sure what it is. Yeah, gentlemen.
It's very good, and I know why you're not giving it an excellent, Bob.
Why are you?
It's riding too close to that sweetness, and you want it a little bit away from that to give it an excellent.
It might be like you hear the term cloying the sweet, which is almost as bad as mouthfeel. This might be there. So it might actually be. But it's still pretty darn good, and I like Mother Earth. So, yeah, I'm going to go very good. Nap, same with you?
Absolutely. Very good.
Okay. If I give you the list of options, are you going to change your mind again?
Absolutely not, because I know very good is right below excellent, right?
Yeah. No, just check.
Yeah, just like poor is just above cat.
That's right.
So, I said, polar opposite. It's like Glenn said.
Glenn?
Excellent. That's right. I'm doing it.
You're wild,
because
man.
I really, really like that. That, and it might be a touch on the sweet side, but the smoothness of it overcomes that for me. I mean, I absolutely think this is one of the best ones I've had in a long time. So, and I like the can art. It's a little art deco-y.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. Yeah, I really quite like this. I like that they tell you how to pour it on the
yes.
can, that they actually walk you through the steps, which is kind of cool. So, yeah, I'm going to go excellent.
Is anything on the can that says take out a device and then puncture does it say that on there?
No.
Because all right, then I don't think you follow directions, but that's okay. All right. That was, that was nice. Moving onward and upward. This one is called the Fremont Dark Star, and it has a dragon with a blue, it looks like a blue fish, but I'm guessing it's an eye.
It's an eye.
I know. Anyway, it's an Imperial Oatmeal. It's 8% alcohol by volume and brewed out of Seattle, Washington. So I'm guessing Glenn probably has more access to this than most of us. But the Dark Star, let's see here. There is nothing about it on the can, except for the government warning that women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects.
Seems fair.
That it pours, if you pour it straight out, it gives an excellent head.
All right. So on their website, ooh, though, there is information. So I do have to complain about the can. The can is, I mean, the art's good.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
Dragon, Dark Star, sure. Yeah, but no content. On the website, let's hear two row pale, roast barley, C60, Carafa, chocolate milks, flaked oats, Magnum, and Willamette hops, 8% alcohol by volume, IBU 50, deep black color, aroma, coffee, toast, baking chocolate, dried fruits, and warming spices. Moderate sweetness and bitterness with slight acidity and umami in a thick body with smooth coating carbonation. Won a gold at the World Beer Championships.
You can really taste the umami.
Yeah. I will give it, that does it's smooth. I will give it that. And the head has staying power.
It is a lovely beer.
It is.
It's an attractive beer.
Isn't it umami seaweed?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
But I can tell it's on the back. You can kind of, you get the umami on the back and the coffee on the front.
You don't even know what it is. How do you know where it is?
I can feel it, Bob. I've been doing this
Bob,
for
come
a while.
On.
You are, let's hear, it is umami or savoriness is one of the five basic tastes. It's been described as savory and is characteristic of broths and cooked meats.
Well, when I think stout, I think cooked meat.
Oh. Yeah.
So this is really coming together for me.
So I guess, what do we think about this bad boy? It's not terrible, I don't think. Glenn, you don't seem to have a happy look on your face.
I don't especially care for it. It's not bad by any means. It's just kind of not, I guess, my style. I would go good. It delivers what it promises. It's got a great smell. Trying to describe, I don't know, maybe it's just because I just had the Mother Earth and I really, really enjoyed that. And it was so thick and smooth that this came off as a little bit tinny and a little bit less smooth to me, and maybe a little bit more bitter. So a good stout, just not meeting my favorite criteria. And it's just hard when you're following one that I gave an excellent to, and the next one's going to, you know, not be as good in comparison. So there you go.
So Chris Knapp is our resident oatmeal expert. As far as oatmeals go and stouts go, sir, your thoughts?
I have to agree with Glenn. It's good, but it doesn't, you know, you follow that Mother Earth. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. It left me wanting more flavor, but it's good.
It's kind of bitter. It's just kind of. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of bitter water. There's some malt in there. When you're dealing with anything that promises dried fruits, that can go south in a hurry. It's basically a foreign export. And if it's a foreign export, this is bottled This was bottled 11 months ago. So it should still hold up, I think, but it doesn't. So yeah, I'm not crazy about it. I think they roasted coffee and baking chocolate are both very bitter.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. I think they were going for bitter. So yeah, I'd go, I don't know. Would I have another one? Is it better than Michelob or Miller Genuine Draft? Yeah. So I'd go with fair to good, I think. Yeah, but I'm not as benevolent as you gentlemen are either. So all right, two goods for you. Yeah, it's just, and it's not. It's also kind of like, here's a lollipop. Okay, then here is some baking chocolate for you to chew on.
Yeah,
which one do you like better? But I've had enough of this where I've forgotten the sweetness of the other one, and it's still just kind of bitter. All right, anyway, so the fourth and final one is the one, really, considering that Glenn is wearing a Yeti shirt.
Yes, this is what he wants.
This is the one
Chewbacca, Bob. I'm not a nerd.
Okay. It has a picture of Squatch on the front. It's a profile. Yeti Imperial Stout. The Great Divide Brewing Company in Denver, Colorado, which, as we have already established, is part of Canada.
Yes.
What do we know about it, according to the label? Not a whole hell of a lot. It's the can's made of aluminum, so please recycle. Another warning. This time, the second part of the warning is consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause health problems. I'm thinking that the Surgeon General's warning might be part of like the title of the episode, but I haven't made up my mind yet. It's 12 fluid ounces. It says great minds drink alike. Other than that, you know what we know about this beer from the can? Squat, or should I say
squatch?
Squatch.
Come no. on, that's bad.
I'll be here all week. All right. So I actually looked this one up already, but then maybe my desire while I was waiting for Nap to like sign in yet again, I may have lost the page. So let's Yeti Beer Great Divide. All right. Let's look up ABV 9.5.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's hear. It's apparently been around for quite a while. It's won silver, bronze, and silver medals since going back to 2005.
Wow. So
apparently this is a thing. Well, that's their American Imperial Stout. I don't know if that's this. So let's look to see if we can find something about it. Oh, aged 12 months in whiskey barrels. Law's Whiskey House aging process produces a hugely complex but mellowed Yeti with its signature roasted notes, hints of vanilla and oak, and spirit-influenced finish. Who says you can't tame a beast? One of my favorite stories is about Perna Subedi, who lived in Nihal. Remember Perna? Perna lived on the seventh floor and was from Nepal and was desperately frightened of any idea of the Yeti or the snow monster coming to get him. So when we were jerks, we decided to tell him that we saw the Yeti rolling down Mount Rose Highway and it was coming after him, and he would freak out and he would start screaming and running down the hallway.
Why, Bob? Why torture the foreigners?
Put your hands together for Pernice Abate, ladies and gentlemen, whose closet Matt Correa peed in one night after Matt Correa challenged the Japanese rugby players on the floor to a drinking contest. Matt Correa had a beer can collection on top of his fridge. They had a vodka bottle collection on top of their fridge. They won.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have a picture of me dragging Matt Correa down the hall with a cigar in my mouth and a Keystone hat on my head, and Matt Correa passed out cold. Somewhere in the middle of the night, he woke up and peed in Perna's closet. And that, kids, is one to grow on.
Hi, I'm Jason Bateman, and I'll be right back with one to grow on.
Down, son.
See what? The go-go. Kirk is low, y'all.
Young man, please turn that thing down.
I'm chilling.
Noise. Well, there's a difference between enjoying music and driving people around you crazy. There's a time and a place for blasting your music, and this isn't one of them. See, other people have a right to their peace and quiet. Not everyone cares to hear your favorite music when you do. And blasting in public can also be downright illegal. So turn it way down. You can have your music and people around you can have their peace and quiet, too.
That's right.
And that's one to grow on.
All right. Good God. Is there enough foam in this thing?
Yeah. It's a little fuzzy.
Staying power.
Yeah. The Mother Earth nitro pouring dynamic does not work for this one. You have to pour hard. You just have to wait 7 weeks in order to drink it. I'm not crazy about the smell. It smells like fruit. You?
I don't mind it.
Yeah, I just want to just jump out on this one and say, am I broken, or does this taste exactly like the one we just had before?
No, it's slightly better.
Slightly better. Okay, because I've been kind of going back and forth between the two, and it is, you know, and maybe my taste buds, I don't have the refined palate of you gentlemen, but boy, they taste almost exactly the same. And people will say, well, all stouts taste the same. And we know that's absolute BS. But these two were like real, real close.
I thought the same thing. And I said, but it tastes better than the other one. Tastes better than the last one. So
let me try that.
What? You okay there,
Bob? Less bitter. I would say it's a little less bitter than the last one, but not by a lot. It's still bitter. It's just not as bitter.
I'm cleansing my palate with this clear liquid called water, which normally I don't do because it then makes the beer taste really bad after I drink it. But in this case, I have a pretty good idea of where this thing is, and I want to give it another couple runs.
It's not as bitter as the last one. It's actually, it does not leave that almost, I'm not going to say bitter beer face, but it is better than the last one.
But it's real similar, right?
Oh, it is.
It is. Okay.
It's, I don't know. I'm getting a totally different experience. I'm getting very smooth in the beginning and then finished with what I believe is, I'm guessing it's coffee. I'm getting a lot of coffee at the end. There's supposed to be vanilla, which you would expect in the beginning. Mm-hmm. A spirit-influenced finish. So my question, though, is right now, am I looking online? Am I looking at the right flipping beer? Big roasty malt flavor, rich caramel and toffee notes. Okay, there we go. Hey, by the way, if you're going to put two beers on your website, you might want to make it easy for people to identify which beer they're looking at, just a shout out. It's available in 5-gallon kegs, just in case you're curious. I don't mind this one so much. It's very smooth at the beginning, which I like. I'm just trying to figure out what the bold hop character from an enormous quantity of American hops. That would probably explain the finish, which actually could be a hell of a lot worse.
Apparently I'm having a mild stroke because they still taste incredibly similar. I'm trying back and forth, and the Yeti I feel is a little bit less bitter and a little bit smoother, but like 1%. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just ruined after the wonderful coffee water. The coffee soda has just ruined me towards all real stouts. But
I don't know. You had the Mother Earth, which you gave an excellent. So
it's still sitting there and it's wonderful. Yeah, let me try that. Right. Let's see if maybe I'm not having a neurological issue. Maybe it's just
I think the Yeti reminds me of a coffee stout. I don't know if it's supposed to remind me of a coffee stout. It's definitely roasty. If that's maybe it's just burnt. Maybe it's just burnt malts is what we're getting. It starts off smooth for me, and then it goes kind of roasty and bitter, and it's got a lot of hops in it. So I don't know. It's not bad. I'd definitely give it probably a good compared to the last one, which I think I went fairly good, and I think I was just being nice. Yeah, there's Glenn, you going back and forth?
Yeah, I mean, I would still give it a good. It's again these kind of more bitter, a little bit hoppy stouts aren't really my favorite. It's fine though. I give it a, I mean, can art, I give it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
But as for an actual beer, I'd say it's good. It's not one I would probably go back to.
Because
but I did go back and
because of the name, though, you were expecting greatness, weren't you?
I was demanding greatness, if we're going to be honest here. What I wanted was Mother Earth in this can.
Exactly.
And it's not what I get, and it's going to haunt me for a while. I do think the Mother Earth might have kind of spoiled me a little bit, too. But, yeah, it's good. I mean, I'd recommend it if people like the stouts a little bit on the bitter side. And if they sell shirts, I would definitely get a T-shirt. Possibly a hat. Maybe a onesie. Oh, with feet, with Bigfoot feet in the holy crap!
Big furry feet.
I need to talk to their marketing people.
You do. What's their website? Give forward that to Glenn.
It's greatdivide.com, and I'll see if there's any
swag, some merch.
Is there beers events? There are events. All right, so I just tried the Dark Star again. And I've returned to the land of the bitter.
Yes.
You're regretting that good rating now?
What's weird? No, I didn't give it I give it very good.
Okay.
What's weird is that after I tried it, I took a drink of water, and then I tried the Dark Star. Then the first pull off of that was nice. And then the second one was like, oh, no, you don't. I don't see anything swag related, but there's got to be, right?
There has to be.
For a Great Divide.
Missed opportunity if they don't.
You can sponsor them if you'd like.
I could.
Yeah.
I choose not to.
All right. Yeah. You weren't around, but we actually made money on the last episode of the podcast.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. We made money. So, and just a reminder, if you're listening out there, and you want to sponsor the podcast, please contact us at the contact us page. As opposed to the contact us page, which is what I tried to say.
Crushed it.
Yeah.
It's the alcohol-free beer that's kicking in.
It is.
It really is. Yeah. Yeah. I'm warm. the last two are, I think the fact that we're trying to go back and forth between an 8.5% and a 9.5% beer, trying to figure out which one is better or worse is that's kind of kicking my butt right now.
Yeah, that wasn't a great idea by me. Sorry about that.
I appreciate you. The Dark Star it would be fine. It's better. Is it better than Miller Genuine Draft? Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So
there's obviously more flavor. Yes, absolutely. But
But as far as snobs go, I mean, we are becoming snobs. Yeah. What are you going to do? All right.
I give it a good.
Yeah. I'd say good. God, that aftertaste, though, is.
Mm-hmm. I've still got it. I'd say good try.
Yeah.
Yeah. I good try. I don't think that's
That's me being catty. Oh, snap.
God dang it. I just poured myself some more of that Mother Earth and. That is that is the nectar right there.
Yeah.
Right?
Oof. All right. So what are we doing for Yeti?
Good.
Good?
Good. Good.
Now, if we hadn't just had the Dark Star, would we still be going? No, you guys gave the
Dark Star a good.
Which one's better?
The Yeti.
Yeti.
The Yeti.
Yeti.
So did we rank the Dark Star too high?
Possibly.
Maybe, but I believe you said we were being generous. We were being nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no regrets. No regrets.
That's right. No regrets.
All right. Yeah. I went fairly good, and I'm.
You did.
I'm thinking, upon further review, I'm going to go to fair for the Dark Star.
Oh.
Come on, man.
Let's go. I don't know if you heard that. That was the hammer dropping.
Yeah.
It was.
That noise. That's right. Yeah, that's
and that wasn't that wasn't the hammer that was ruining the siding that Bob has for sale.
Yeah.
Little segue in there for you, Bob.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I'm sure I will enjoy the last two at some point, though I'm not sure when exactly. But yeah, the Mother Earth is definitely going to take a prominent place in my evening. Yeah, so I think we're all agreed that was the star of the show.
Absolutely.
Oh, by far, Mother Earth crushed it, and then a surprising sliding into second place was the coffee soda. by our friends at Groovy. I might actually go get some of this. This is just kind of something different to maybe offer someone who has to drive or, like Chris, is often on huge doses of antibiotics. You know.
It happens.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with painkillers. But, yeah. All right. Yeah, I think we were all pretty much in lockstep here, which is, yeah, I can't wait to finish the Yeti just so I can.
Yeah, get back to Mother Earth.
Go back to the Mother Earth. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to take me a couple of days to finish the Dark Star and the Yeti, I think.
You're going to finish them, though.
I think so, yeah.
This is the commitment that Bob has.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I am. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, the thing is, though, if you have one of these and then, like, you can't finish one or even, like, you know, half of one. They're 8.5% to 9.5%. So, like, we're really seriously over-generous in our ranking of both of them. Is it a good beer?
Well, that's a great question, first off.
Thanks. I thought of it all by myself.
I know. Well, you're crushing it tonight on this beautiful St. Patrick's Day. It is a good beer of a style that I don't generally like very much. So that's where it's difficult for me, is I don't really like bitter stouts, but I know a lot of people do. So for me to say, it's horrible, well, half of that's because I don't really like bitter stouts. So I'm
trying to. And that's fine. That's what people are relying on you to give your honest opinion.
Yeah.
So if you don't like it, say you don't like it. Screw them. If they like bitter stouts, great. Then you can say, if you like a bitter stout, then this is the beer for you. If you like hops, this is the beer for you. Otherwise, I don't like it. It's a fair or a poor.
I'm terrified of bitter stout people, though. Have you met them in the wild?
Speak your truth.
They are a Riley group. I will end up with a bottle busted on my head. I mean, the bitter stout people.
Not with that hat.
Truth.
Dare say they're bitter people?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no? Okay.
We didn't. Well, no. I think you did.
I did.
I think acrid. Yeah. I think acrid is a nicer term.
Okay, fine.
Is it really now?
Yeah. Because half people that hear it don't know what it means. So.
Well, especially bitter stout people, because they're notoriously dumb.
Well, there's that.
Now
you're kind of poking. You're poking the bear.
He is.
So, yeah, all right.
Too many sips of the Mother Earth. Right.
So once again,
Mother Earth.
Do we want to revisit our Dark Star and our Yeti?
Dark Star is now a fair. Yeti is still a good, because there's some good flavors in there.
Okay.
Nah. Okay, yes, Dark Star is a fair. Yeti's a good, because it is better than the Dark Star. Now, Glenn.
Yes.
Mother Earth.
Yeah.
When you said you read the instructions
mm-hmm.
on the can,
mm-hmm.
you read the instructions, but it didn't sink in, because what is right across from step one?
Is it step two?
Do not drink straight from the can.
Oh, you just saw me doing that, didn't you?
Oh.
Here's the thing, though.
God, you're like one of our students.
You are a rebel.
I think we all know that. I don't have to play by society's rules.
This is the ammunition the bitter stout people are going to use against you.
I'm not afraid of them anymore. Bob has gotten me over that.
The finger point. He doesn't even know how to follow directions.
That's right.
I'm not a fear to them anymore.
Oh, did you flip the can three times?
No, but apparently the Postal Service did.
Multiple.
Yeah, multiple. More like 30 times, and bounced it off the concrete. Apparently I've angered them at some point.
And then
Chris.
Dare say
they went postal on those cans?
Oh my God.
Telling you.
Poor Hard, let's settle, enjoy. Those are the directions. Yeah, I'm going back to the Mother Earth. I may have mouth fatigue now. Are you familiar with the term? When you've had so much of whatever, like the judges will get this in the judging competitions, they'll just like take a break. They'll go out, they'll eat something, they'll drink water or whatever, try to like, you know, take a brush and scrape off the coating of their mouth because they have mouth fatigue.
I have not heard of that.
I'm a better person now for having heard of it. We are here to not only entertain ourselves, but also to educate others. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, shout out to Heather in Gardnerville, who says we're funny.
Good job, Heather.
Yeah, just a shout out. We are not related. I just wanted to put that out there because, you know.
She's probably a bitter stout person, though, and is unsubscribed as we speak.
You know, that's entirely possible. Yeah.
Yeah, I might be driving away some of your audience, and I apologize for that. But I have to speak my truth, as you said.
Yeah.
Bitter stouts are the devil's brew.
Yeah, I'm going back to the Mother Earth. And I'm glad you guys like it, but it is bothering me.
Yeah. What? But you're wrong.
That statement is bothering me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I'm not sure. I don't know.
Don't.
Bob, don't. This can is going to be empty before this meeting is over.
Yeah.
Is that whatever a promise or a secret?
It's incorrect.
It's interesting.
Look, Rebel. And you know what? This, the Mother Earth, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but
the dragon is on the Dark Scar. So.
Yeah, thank you. But it says best stored cold, but this thing is getting tastier and it's not that cold. It's
right.
This is,
yeah, it's getting better. And maybe it's because we're following kind of stouts. But it also is, it seems like it's getting a little bit more flavor as it's warming up a little.
Now, yeah. Glenn, since the can is open, would you mind turning it upside down 3 times and then pouring it afterwards?
No, I'm not going
to. You wouldn't mind? You wouldn't mind? Great. Let's see you do it.
I just did that in my glass. But
you see it?
Nothing happened.
Oh.
Yeah, it's she be empty.
Mm. Yeah. And that, folks, is the ultimate seal of approval.
It is.
When a can or a bottle doesn't make it to the end of the podcast, that's when you know it's really good.
Yeah, I'm
or non-alcoholic.
I'm thinking about lowering my grid.
Oh,
on which one?
On Mother Earth.
Oh.
No, this is but we're talking about liking good stouts.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's good. Is it very good?
Yes.
I really don't. Yeah. It bothered me. It bothered me at the beginning. And now I'm coming back. And it's too sweet. But I like that it comes in layers, that there's sweet and then bang, there's the aftertaste. But it reminds me too much of a golden stout. It's sweet. It's super sweet. And then it has this flavor at the end. And that's supposed to make you think that it's a stout. That's what I'm getting from this. And I don't really like it.
Super sweet's a stretch.
It's sweet. It's sweet. Yeah. And it doesn't have like cinnamon or spices or like a pastry thing, going for it where, or the extra heat. It doesn't have that whiskey heat that I enjoyed when I was 9. That that would go with the lactose. I mean, it doesn't have the two. I don't think there's enough of a balance of something else to offset the sweetness. That said, I think it's good. I think it's good.
That is a very informed and well thought out opinion, despite how wrong it is.
Exactly.
You're entitled to it. Just realize that it's incorrect. But, not everybody bats a thousand. We all horrifically make errors sometimes. Tonight's yours. And it's okay. Yeah.
And that's all the time we have, folks. that was Glenn Krim.
That's going to get edited out of this podcast.
That's right.
I'm not sure what he's wearing on his head, but it's like an extra butt or something. It's not a slouchy Bob.
It's all the kids are wearing it.
It's not an improvement. And if kids, you mean people who are older than 53, then you are absolutely correct. All right. He's Glenn Krim. The other guy's Chris Knapp, and I'm Bob Moffitt. We want to thank you for joining us on the Stoutcast podcast and remind you that there is a website where all of this is boiled down much faster, where you can just read it and go, hey, there's a beer. What is in it? And should I buy it? Maybe. That website is stoutcast.com. There's a beer list. There's also rankings by different types of stouts. But we want to thank you for joining us wherever you found us, and remind you to join us again at Stoutcast.com. Thank you for joining us once again. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and we'll see you again next time at the Stoutcast at Stoutcast.com.
Cheers, everybody.
Okay, bye.
Sure, bye.